Hello, Liam Horan here from SlinuaCareers.com. We're a career training agency. We specialise in education, teaching posts, etc. And we've had a query from a reader wondering about an interview for an upcoming special duties post in their own school, what tips we can give that person. A number of tips. First of all, you've got to resolve to take the opportunity in the interview to sell yourself. I make this point in this case because you likely know people on the interview panel, and you might be wondering, oh, can I say this about myself? Can I talk myself up in this way? I would say not alone can you, but you must. Nobody else is going to do it for you. So resolve to do that before you start, okay? If you don't do that, you will undersell yourself, not avail of the opportunity as fully as you should, and come out of there with some regrets. So make sure that you've got your head around that before you even get near the interview. The second thing I would say is, identify what the special duties post will involve. So let's just say it's in the whole area of submitting exam returns, etc. What are the attributes required for that role? High level of administration, efficiency, maybe some IT skills, maybe people skills to interact with the department, etc. Write down the five or six key things they're looking for in this role. With that, you can then identify examples when you have shown these attributes. And these examples can come from ideally within the school, be it academically or extracurricularly, or outside the school in your charity work, community work, sports work, etc. So where have you done what they're looking for? When you prepare that information, you reduce the risk of the interview confusing you on the day or catching you out. What you want to avoid is going into interview not having your examples at the ready and trying to think of them on the fly, okay? So sometimes people focus a lot on questions. What might they ask me? We could spend all day here today figuring out questions that they might ask and not get one of those questions right. So it's more important to go beyond the question and look at the kernel of the matter. What are they looking for? What examples have I at the ready to show that? And then no matter what way the questions are asked, I should be able to steer the answers to those points, because if you know what they're looking for, the likelihood is their questions will lead to there. So not to focus too much on the questions. I often call that the red rag to a bull. Don't jump in on the question. Think, what exactly is behind this question? What attribute are they looking for? And what have I got prepared in terms of my bullet points and my notes beforehand? To help you prepare for interview, we have a workbook. If you email getthatjob@slinu@careers.com, we'll send you on, just put interview workbook in the subject line, and we will send you on a workbook that will guide you through that process. You've got to show enthusiasm for the school, both in what you have done to date and the ideas you have for the future. Ideally, you will have been involved in things in the school that show your commitment, your enthusiasm, your belief in the school. And as you step up into a management type role, you've got to have ideas for what you're going to do in the future in terms of what you're going to do to support the ethos of the school or the general thrust of what the school does, or helping to fill gaps that the school may have, particularly in the area of your special duties post. But not just that as well. A principal is hoping to find somebody who will be an ally in the daily, weekly and annual challenge of running a school. So make sure you've got ideas for the future as well, and that you're enthusiastic about that. Sometimes candidates wonder about green papers, white papers, directives from the department, etc. And historically, in the civil service, for example, before an interview, you really had to chew the books. And that tradition still endures a little bit in people's minds. What I would say is, in the couple of weeks before an interview, there's only so much you can learn. So yes, do learn some of that stuff, but don't think you're going to learn a chapter and verse. So you should know enough to be able to hold a conversation, but not enough, not so much that you can go into a heavy joust on every sub clause and sub point or sub, you know, of any of stuff like that. If it's not currently in your area of concern, there's only so much you can learn. So don't worry too much about learning all of it in the between now and the interview. And that's, you got to give yourself that break, okay? Be enthusiastic about what you have done, not just in school. Sometimes our greatest achievements are not in our workplaces, particularly if you take the attributes they're looking for here in the particular role. You know, you may have done more in a community group that suggests you're a really good organizer than anything you've done in school, okay? Because you may have been the leader of some major project in your community. So, you know, show the person you are, and the person you are is not solely confined to the school, though obviously, you know, if you haven't a record of doing things in the school, your chances of getting the job will diminish as well. So, and if you find that that's the case, plan your next few years so that the next time you go for a post like this, you have a record of contribution to the school. Okay. So in summary, commit to selling yourself, identify the attributes they're looking for, identify the examples that you have to meet those, show enthusiasm, talk yourself up, and have ideas for what you're going to bring to the role and to the overall advancement of the school. We're Slinu at careers.com. We have a full online service as well as offices nationwide. You can contact us on 09495-42965 or visit our website, slinuatcareers.com. We do application forms, interview training, mock interviews, CV writing, personal statements, the full gamut of career items that you will need to advance your career. Okay, thank you very much.